Boom! What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Startup University Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Monroe, and I got some exciting news for you guys. There's finally an intro. So after this pre-roll, you're going to hear the first ever Startup University Podcast intro. And after that, I got a really cool episode today. I want to talk to you guys about three books that changed my life. So I'm going to roll the intro, and then we'll get right into it. I've spent the last 3 years learning from the most successful entrepreneurs on how they were able to create a breakthrough online startup. Now, as a student at Stanford University, I'm taking the plunge into the online startup world. The real question is, how will I do it while being a full-time student athlete at one of the most competitive institutions in the world? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I share mine and other stories on how we are going against the status quo and building our own online startup empires. My name is Andrew Monroe, and this is Startup University. So, I have read a lot of books over the last 3 years about entrepreneurship. There's a lot out there, and a lot of them are good, and a lot of them are just really redundant. But what I want to do for you guys today is kind of talk about the three books that, if I had to like recommend any three books to somebody, what would I say? And also why these books ultimately changed my life, you know, as a person, as an entrepreneur, as a marketer. They just really, really influenced me. So that one of the first books I'm going to talk about is Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. Now, Expert Secrets is pretty much the playbook for creating a mass movement and getting an audience and building an audience of people that would pay for your advice. And he talks about a lot of really cool stuff, like, you know, building the attractive character. Like, people, that's one of the first steps in building an audience, is you got to establish an attractive character. People want to follow you. People want to listen to you, and you're not just some asshole on the internet that's trying to give people advice. He talks about, you know, the value ladder of a business, starting out by, you know, offering a pretty low value product, you know, a lead magnet or a free offer or a break-even offer, and how, you know, you're not going to make a lot of profit in that initial offer, but in the back end, that's where you make all your profits, because you upsell, you have your upsells, you have your downsells, and, you know, maybe your first product is a book and you're doing a free plus shipping offer and the shipping is like $6.99. Like, of course you're not going to be profitable off of a $6.99 free plus shipping offer. But, you know, maybe after that you sell a mini vault, and then after that you sell a coaching course, and then after that you sell a mastermind. So your average car, or your the front end of the business is a $6.99 offer, but your potential cart value is like $400 or $600, whatever it is. And that really increases the value of your business. And this book was just really important because it just taught me, it has strategy in it, but also it was just changes the way that you think about business and the way that you think about how you should approach a business. You know, what I always thought a business was like, oh, you had to have like tangible products, and you had to go pitch to investors. You know, like, I watched Shark Tank as a kid. You had to go pitch to investors, and, you know, they weren't going to pitch to you because your idea was bad. Then you just wasted all your money on manufacturing, and like, oh, it was just a big money trap. But Expert Secrets talks about how you don't have to do that to build a business, and that you can actually start with pretty much nothing to start a business. And that people are actually, like, the e-learning world is growing right now. You know, that's one of the fastest growing industries, is people want to learn stuff online because it's extremely convenient. So yeah, Expert Secrets is great. I highly recommend that you guys go and grab a copy. It's great. Russell Brunson is one of the best marketers out there. You know, he's changing a lot of people's lives. He's the co-founder of ClickFunnels. You know, they're just serving entrepreneurs, creating a lot of millionaires, and it's really cool to see. So the next book I want to talk about is a huge one. It's The Warrior Book by Garrett White. Now, The Warrior Book is massive. It's, let's see how many pages. It's almost 600 pages, and it's very long, and it took me about a month, maybe a month and a half to read. But the stuff inside of it is just absolutely insane. And not only from a business standpoint, but it really, really highlights what it takes to balance, you know, your core four, your body being balanced in business. You know, your body being your fitness and your physical well-being. Business, of course, being the business that you're in. Balance is your family and your virtue, you know, your kids, your husband, your wife, your friends, all those relationships, and being is your spirituality. And just having those four things in line is the way to truly have it all. And he has so many different tactics that he uses to achieve the balance of your core four. You know, he talks about being raw with yourself, you know, looking yourself in the mirror and being like, am I the person that I want to be? And your answer is usually no. And then you have to be like real and raw with yourself about what you can change and what you can do to make yourself better. And he has a lot of different tactics like drifting and stacking and stuff that really teach you how to prepare for your week and how to truly get in the right mindset to take on the week and to just absolutely kill it. And he just talks about how you can plan, you know, quarterly, you know, yearly, how to set goals for yourself so that you are ultimately killing it. So that's another book that I highly recommend you guys go grab. That is Warrior Book by Garrett White. He also has a lot of really cool training about, you know, he has like strategic seduction. He has a lot of advertising strategy trainings, which are like really technical and they're amazing. But like the Warrior Book is one of the best ways to get into all that because he really kills a man. Like I didn't realize that there are people out there who were like him and who had the values that he did. And it was really eye-opening on the way that I want to run my family one day. You know, he talks about one of the biggest plagues in America that started way back in like the 1940s is, you know, families used to be set up as like the dad would go and they would work in the field and they'd bring like the kids out there in the field and they would learn from their dad on how to work in the field. And the mom would, you know, maintain the house and like the families would come together at night and they were all like the kids were with their families and they learned from their families and there was a lot of really strong family connections. But when the industrial age hit and a lot of the men stopped working in the fields and started working in the cities, in the factories, then the moms were left to raise the kids on their own. Then eventually the moms had to go get jobs as well. And the kids start growing up in households where they don't have any parents to learn from. You know, I grew up in a household where I didn't have a dad to learn from, and that I feel like even today that still takes a toll on my psyche and just like the things that I know. You know, there's a lot of things around the house that I just don't really know how to do that your dad is supposed to teach you how to do. And he talks about how this has led to a generation of sedation because now that these men have gone out and worked in the factories all day, they come home and they're exhausted and they don't want to listen to their kids, they don't want to listen to their wives, so they drink, they smoke, they watch pornography, they have affairs, any way to numb the pain of the life that they're in. And if you look at it, we are in a culture of sedation. It's huge. It's extreme. Like our culture is so sedated. You know, there's so many alcoholics, so many people like smoking weed to get rid of the pain. You know, so many people watching pornography, so many unhealthy relationships, like one night stands. Everybody is just trying to sedate themselves to get temporary, like dopamine hits, temporary. I can't even talk right now. Temporary, you know, feel goods. You know, temporary accomplishments, I guess you could say. When it's not even worth it in the end, you feel horrible after, but it's just that small little time where it actually feels good. That's what people are after. And it's really sad. And Garrett White really talks about how to drift yourself away from a life of sedation. Now, the final book I want to talk about is Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. David Goggins is ex-Navy SEAL. And the dude has been through the absolute ringer. You know, this book is pretty much like a story about his life, but he also gives a lot of insight on just how to be tough. And it literally just teaches you how to go into pain, you know? Like he talks, one of the biggest lessons I took away is how you have yourself like a little mental cookie box, like a jar of cookies, where every time you add a cookie in, that cookie represents a time where you've just had a lot of pain in your life and you've experienced a lot of hardship. And whenever you're trying to accomplish a hard feat, like maybe you're trying to run like a 10-mile run and you're at mile 5, but you've already done an 8-mile run, like you haven't done 10, but you've done 8 and you're at mile 5 and it hurts, you can reach into your cookie jar and be like, well, I did 8 miles, so I know for a fact I can get through 8 miles. And it's just, he has this, one of his quotes is that, I can't, I might butcher this, but it's, you know, whenever you think that you reach 100% of your capacity, you're actually only 60% there. So you have 40% left to give. When people think they reach their breaking point, they actually have so much more to give. And he did that because he did Hell Week for the Navy SEALs 3 different times. 3 different times. And he always said that within the first 24 hours, everybody thinks that they're going to give up, that they think they're going to quit. But everybody, a lot of people persevere and push through. And that shows that we are the biggest inhibitors of, you know, accomplishment due to our mindset, because we usually limit ourselves and we give up when things, we think things are hard, but we really have so much more to give, and that causes us to give up. So, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins is amazing for mindset. It's amazing for mentality, and it's going to teach you how to be tough, which is important in the world of entrepreneurship and just in general. It's very important to, you know, be able to endure some hardships and be able to just bust through that wall and not get hurt by it, so you just can keep improving. So that's a quick rundown of the 3 books that have changed my life. I highly recommend you guys go check them out. It was Expert Secrets, it was The Warrior Book by Garrett White, Expert Secrets is by Russell Brunson, and Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Those books are my favorite. If I ever have to recommend any 3 books, it's those ones. I hope you guys learned a lot from this episode. I hope you go and check those books out, because they are truly going to change your life. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.